Hi, everybody. Welcome to Unredacted Town Hall VIP podcast that occurs and takes place. So it has been a interesting and big week here at... we're joined by Irina.
Oh, hello.
We're going to the place we always go to.
Okay, that's started.
We...
started up really quickly here.
Yes. I'm getting moving on. Not wasting any time, much like the Trump administration. It is getting, look, they seem to have a lot of focus. And Trump recently, he just did a interview with NBC. I don't know why he talked to NBC, but apparently that was part of his strategy. I'm not going to Monday morning quarterback him. Said a bunch of interesting things. Yes, we're going to deport people. If families don't want to be broken up, they can take their kids with them. He did say, well, we have to do something about the Dreamers. But I know what we need to do about the Dreamers, and you deport their asses. However, if he uses Dreamers as leverage to get something of value, not just give it away because it's the right thing to do. Hey, it ain't the right thing to do. It's the wrong thing to do. So whatever he gets for it needs to be valuable. He also said he's going to pardon the J6 people. Right now, all those freaking judges in Washington, D.C. are trying their best to screw over people before Trump could pardon them. And it's really disgraceful. Remember, they not only need to be pardoned, but the Trump DOJ needs to settle their civil rights claims with them for millions of dollars each. And the kind of wrongs that they suffered deserve millions of dollars. I know, because for 30 years I was a lawyer. Now I'm in the process of not being a full-time lawyer. I may have mentioned it before, but I am... I'm giving up the partnership in my law firm and becoming a non-lawyer. Well, I'm not a non-lawyer. I'm still able to practice law in the various states I'm authorized. I'm just not going to do it every single day. But I still know a little something about law. I have a legal background.
Do you?
So I can still talk about this stuff. In any case, got a great town hall piece coming. I'm not sure if it's going to be Monday or Thursday. About some of the tactics, techniques, and procedures they need to use to get what they want done. But that'll be good. Look at that little lawyer stuff in there. Anyway, what else does Trump say? He says Ukraine is, we need to get peace there. Yeah, we do. But that's not good for the Ukrainians. Maybe not. Probably is good for the Ukrainians. We don't care primarily about the Ukrainians. I think we need to understand that the United States is the single interest that we have. And it's nice that we have a president who seems to understand that America's best interest is America's best interest, not the best interest of foreign countries. I like how Donald Trump is not sitting back and allowing the Kavanaughing of Pete Hegseth. You should listen to Megyn Kelly from last week. She had an interview with Pete Hegseth, and it was a pretty tough interview. She's like, why'd you screw around on all three of your wives? And he basically said, because I was an asshole, but I'm not an asshole anymore. Okay. All right. I mean, okay. But also, I'm not a drunk. He put it in an interesting way. He said, I'm going to abide by General Order 1 while I'm Secretary of Defense. What's General Order 1? General Order 1 is the typical order for deployments, which says you don't consume alcohol. It has a couple of other things too, but that's the primary thing. Deployed troops are not supposed to drink alcohol. And he said, I'll do that as the Secretary of Defense, which I thought was an interesting way of putting it. He says, I want to make sure that everyone knows I'm ready all the time, so I'm just not going to have alcohol for 4 years. Okay. All right. Sounds good to me. I don't think he's an alcoholic. I think he's a hard partier because he was an infantryman. Surprise! Some of us partied. Okay? You come back from a war, you party. That is not unknown. And the idea that he's some sort of dangerous drunk, being accused of being a dangerous drunk by journalists and politicians, now that's a freaking laugh. That's like Hitler calling people racist.
Yeah. Wasn't Grant a drunk? Was it Grant?
Grant was a super drunk.
Yeah.
And Lincoln was like, let me send the air generals a barrel, whatever he's drinking. So I'm very happy. He was effective. It does look like Donald Trump standing by him. There was some stuff about, well, you know, Trump talked to Ron DeSantis and said, you can have it if Pete falls out. I'm not sure I believe that. I don't know who it came from. It's kind of lame.
Yeah.
I don't like when people draw Ron DeSantis into this stuff. Ron DeSantis has been nothing but supportive, both of Trump and of Hegseth. And there's a lot of people out there who are like, well, I'll never forgive DeSantis. Stop being retarded. Okay? DeSantis is allowed to run against people. He ran against Trump. He lost. Then he backed Trump. That's what you do. Okay? This is not a cult.
You have a lot of really immature. To me, that's an immature way of.
Well, it is. But there are also some DeSantis supporters, not me, who are like, well, Trump's screwing up. Trump's in the shut up.
That's the other thing. That's what I mean. There's a lot of immature.
Yeah, there's a lot of immature people out there, and I frankly find them tiresome. I don't have time for this crap. I'm a very busy man, despite not being a full-time lawyer for much longer. And it's just kind of pathetic. But I think Trump's doing a great job. I think the senators are getting the idea. I do have an article on posting the heads of senators on a pike coming out. It's a great article. That should be Monday, the whatever tomorrow is, because we're doing this on Sunday. The 10th? 9th?
I believe so. Yeah, tomorrow's the 9th.
Tomorrow's the 9th.
Yeah.
We'll do that. It is, I think we've got to take out one senator just to show the others. And it may be Joni Ernst, who has turned into a real disappointment. Who has, you know, if she had a penis, she would have stomped on it with her combat boot. Okay? I mean, she ate up. We could do an audible and go to Cafe Rio.
Oh, that's still open?
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
Do you want to do that?
What's that, Cafe Rio?
Mexican food.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, and what's it?
Okay. Rio? All right. That's a no.
That's my way of saying no.
Some people just go, nah, I don't want to go there. Others are like, well, let me ask some questions that'll lead you to the... I don't want to convince you. I don't care enough. I don't care enough to convince you. Here's an idea. Well, convince me. I don't want to convince you. I just wanted to know what you thought.
I'm just surprised you would even bring it up.
Well, it's...
I thought maybe he has a good reason to bring it up, but really you didn't.
I just thought, you know, I'm still getting Mexican food. So
get whatever you want, anyway. As long as I don't.
Anyway, Joni Ernst stomped on her non-existent penis. She really screwed up because everyone thought, oh, Joni Ernst, she was in the Army. She's from Iowa, you know, red state. She's probably good and reliable. I'm not paying a lot of attention to her. I didn't know she was a George Floyd fangirl. We all have to learn from the terrible crime that was inflicted on this drug-abusing criminal who pointed guns at his pregnant wife. We all have much to learn from him. Excuse me. She also was for the gun control bill with Cornyn. She was for the Langford immigration bill. She's like, we're never going to get a better chance on immigration than this. Hey, dipshit. You know that made remain in Mexico illegal. You know, it gave $60 billion to freaking Ukraine. You know, it did all this other stuff. What would we get out of it? Well, they'd only be allowed to have 5,000 illegal aliens come into the country a day. That's all. Oh, and the president can waive that. It's like, remember the story about the retarded kid who spot the magic beans? That's Joni Ernst. She's a bean farmer. She bought the magic beans. So the fact is that Joni Ernst would not be having these problems if she hadn't brought it on herself, because she decided she was going to go out there and get a lot of media attention for opposing Pete Hegseth. And she was going to leverage the fact that she's a retired colonel. And that Pete Hegseth has wisely said that women shouldn't be in ground combat arms units. Which is undeniably true. It is. I mean, that's. And she thought she was going to become a hero because she's never got pushback on this stuff because the regime media is never going to illuminate what she's doing. And conservative media never really noticed, right? Just how soft she was.
Okay.
Oh, everyone's noticed now. Oh, boy. And she's, you know, she could potentially be primaried. And I think this is good. I think they should be afraid. I think they should be afraid of what conservative voters are going to do to them. Now, it's very hard to toss somebody, an entrenched Republican out. But as I point out in my brilliant town hall column, we did that in the Tea Party. We got rid of a number of them. I mean, people today are like, Republicans are so soft. Dude, you weren't here 15 years ago. Me, guys like me and Larry O'Connor and Derek Hunter, we were there. We know how soft so many of them were.
That was 15 years
ago. That was 15 years ago.
Seems, doesn't seem that long ago.
And now we got Ted Cruz. We got Mike Lee. These were, you know, these were all our crazy conservatives. Well, they may be crazy conservatives, but they're also
elected.
Well, they're also now the senators.
They're also
and the soft Republicans aren't.
Right.
I remember there was a Utah guy that Lee replaced, Mike Lee, and that was badass. And they think it can't happen, and they always tell us, oh well, you don't want to put this seat at risk.
Right.
Do we? Do we not? I kind of do. I'm kind of willing to take a shot because especially in like a deep red state, if we do win the primary, we're probably going to win the election. So what do we got to lose? Worst case, we make it a living hell for the candidate and they got to fight a primary. Well, it'll cost money. Yeah, I got a solution. Instead of us tolerating bullshit.
Yeah, which
no bullshit. Don't be liberal.
They never deal with us.
They have their own problems. They have their own issues.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't care about them. The fact is, we've got some soft Republicans.
Well, look,
it's a big party, and we're always going to have some people who are more moderate than others. I get that. I'm never mad at Susan Collins. Why should I be mad at Susan Collins? She doesn't pretend to be a conservative. Oh, that's true. Yeah, she says, I'm a Republican from Maine. I'm going to vote like a Republican from Maine, which is a deep blue state. Okay. Welcome. I mean, she's been there sometimes when we've needed her. But, you know, look, there's no excuse for Joni Ernst or Tom Tillis or John Cornyn. There's no excuse for them. Okay? She's got an excuse.
Yeah.
Now, Barbara Murkowski in Alaska, she's bad and also hard to take out for a couple reasons. But you know, I don't care about Susan Collins. I mean, I can't, first of all, she'd tell me to go screw myself. She's not going to back down because of us. Frankly, a lot of these guys will back down and that's what I want them to do. It's important that they learn about fear. Fear of their voters is a salutary thing. They should be afraid of their voters. Oh my gosh, if I keep doing this, I'm going to get primaried and voted out. Yes, this is how democracy works. But, you know, it's, oh, well, it doesn't make any sense to fight Republic, you know, to primary Republicans. Sometimes that's correct. They're like, you know, I'm not sure primarying Tom Tillis is a great idea. Why? Because North Carolina is kind of a purplish state. Okay. Texas, John Cornyn, well, we got to lose, right? Texas isn't going to elect a Democrat, no matter what the Democrats think. I love how Democrats are always like, oh, you know, Texas is changing. It's totally going to go over. And it's like plus 12 Trump, right? That's, you know, come on. The only reason Ted Cruz isn't doing more is that he's Ted Cruz and he annoys people. He just tends to annoy some people. I don't think he annoys us. God, get out of the fucking road, you retard. God. Yeah, I'm going to ride my bike in the middle of the fucking road because I'm a fucking retard. Dipshit. There he is right in the middle of the freaking road. And it's like a busy road. I'm on my e-bike. Because I got a DUI and they won't let me have a real car like a man. Ugh. I'm pretty busy hating everything today.
Yes, you are.
Ooh, is this guy moving? This guy's leaving. I'm going to take a space. There's a lot of slow people out today. But people seem happier, you know? Donald Trump's going to be president again in, what, 40 days? Okay, get out of the road. See, the thing is, people who are stupid walking on the road with their kids, they're even worse because they're teaching the kids to be stupid, too. And this is bad. You should teach your kid, get out of the road. But there's a butterfly. Get out of the road, kid. It's not time to enjoy life. It's time to get your ass out of the road. Now, there's another thing I've noticed while I've been out here in, you know, public. We're in a Trader Joe's parking lot. Not a lot of Christmas stuff up. You know, it doesn't seem super Christmassy. There's like some tentative Christmas lights on some trees. It just doesn't seem super Christmassy yet. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we haven't gotten any of our Christmas stuff out.
Well.
At all.
That's okay. But most places don't seem to have it. We're,
I mean, that might be part of the reason why it doesn't seem or feel Christmassy.
Maybe Ocean Diner's got a whatchamacallit, a wreath. PetMart's got
usually
nothing.
Our house is very Christmas. Crispified.
Yeah. Did you see PetMart's gone?
Oh, wow.
I know. It's set.
Dad.
That was there forever. I got a lizard there once. Back when I had lizards. Christmas lizard! That would be a great, make a comic of that. Christmas lizard!
Closing. Big Lots is closing?
Big Lots is closing? This location?
Wow.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of things closing. It's going to take some work for Donald Trump to get this back together.
It's too bad.
He's got to make stuff happen.
I know a lot of people went there. That Big Lots.
Did you go to the Big Lots?
Every now and then.
What do you get at Big Lots? I assume Big Lots.
They have, I mean, they have everything. Cheap versions. I got an iron now once.
Sorry. I got a six-pack of Kickakila.
And I've gotten some. Oh, I remember.
At Popsy.
Got a, no, some lawn.
Dr. Popper.
I got some lawn furniture. That's funny. I got some lawn furniture there. I've gotten Christmas decorations there. Got a stuff. I bought stuff.
Yeah, right. It's going to be one of those Halloween spirit places.
Okay. Yes. That's true. Yeah,
that's Kamala's headquarters. Oh. And she's disappeared. Oh, did you see it?
Did you?
Yeah, did you see that picture of President Krusty with the hair and shit?
I just kept thinking, is that AI generated?
No, he looks like one of those old guys who's just given up.
No, he looks like they stopped giving him the Botox and everything else that kept.
It wasn't even his face, man. It was his hair.
Well,
all laid up. Well, I was like,
wind's probably blowing and.
Well, oh, stop covering.
I'm just saying. People get old. They're allowed to age.
See, I prepared my hair before I went out today. It's looking good, right?
It's looking really. He's not looking like Biden.
Yeah, I've got nice short hair. I can't have long hair.
Not at all.
I've been out of the Army 10 years, and I can't have long hair. So.
Unlike other family members. But, yeah.
What other family members? What other guys have long hair in my family? Oh, that one. Well, our wallet.
What?
But no, I guess I don't know if I'm feeling the Christmas vibe yet. It's just a little, I mean, it's what, already the 8th or something? 9th? 8th?
Yeah, it's the 8th.
It's getting there. It's, I mean, yeah, some years are super Christmassy and other years are kind of like, all right, you know, it's Christmas. Yay, but let's move on. I think a lot of people are really ready to get started with Trump. And it's like kind of a new beginning for the country.
There's some lights.
It's a light. It's like four. Oh, somebody's got presents in their front yard.
Well, they're good.
Yeah.
I think we're doing it.
All right.
We're making it happen.
I mean, they're... Yeah, whatever. Don't invite them.
Okay.
Right. We're gonna have a little Christmas party.
Yeah. Goodness.
We're gonna have a little Christmas party, so we're gonna like invite certain people, but not them and not them. And those people, they're just dicks.
Wow.
Not them either.
Naughty.
I'm making it happen, you know? And you guys have made it happen by being VIP members. I want to thank you very much for doing that.
Coming along on our drive.
And coming along and allowing us to share this special holiday Joni Ernst bashing with you. I think it's wonderful. Go get my book, The Attack. If you want, you guys all have my super secret email, which is kirk.schlichter@townhall.com. And you guys, if you want signed copies of the Kelly Turnbull books, reach out. They make great Christmas gifts for people who aren't complete femboys. So you'll want a nice sign money.
You'll want to get somebody who's a complete femboy to get a, you know, maybe help them.
I don't know. I don't know if it's vitamin, you know.
To get help? You don't think so?
Testosterone. I don't know. We'll see. It's worth a shot. Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday are my town hall calls. Follow me at Kurt Schlichter. And we'll be talking to you soon. Adios.
Bye-bye. Bye.